Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
How in the world can you legislate hate? Well, our wonderful Board of Supervisors found the time to create an anti-hate resolution. To quote, a first step toward addressing acts of bigotry, targeting persons of color, and now brace yourself, as I just saw this in print for the first time today, to SLGBTQIA+, whatever that means. Now, what is a resolution? It's defined as the act of resolving problems, disputes, or contentious matters. In this case, hate. What a word. As opposed to hate, why not make a resolution to love thy neighbor? I know I've been Bible thumping a lot lately, and I could definitely go on and on about the Biden hiccups that there is no there, but I digress. Much to do about stuff I can't even imagine. And as my wife so aptly put it the other night, we continue to live in a corrupt political climate. That's what I hate. You know, one of the funniest movies I ever saw was a movie called City Slickers with Billy Crystal. He was the star in the role. He and two buddies head off to a dude ranch and go on a real cattle drive. Before they leave, one of the characters has a little tiff with his spouse before they leave out on the trail to see the herd. Now, with an indiscretion being held against him for violating a vow he made to the woman not of his dreams, especially in a bedroom, he's confronted by a not-so-happy missus at the cocktail party. She says something to the effect, "I hate you." To which he replies, "Hate? If hate were people, I'd be China." He didn't really hate her, or vice versa. They just hated what each other had done to the other. Now, I hope when I say I don't hate anybody that I can still have the freedom to hate what they actually do. You know, I actually just became a lot more tolerant. Now, there's a word, tolerant. An interesting side note. It used to be one of three words that used to be engraved above the entrance to the Eureka High School building. You know, as usual, my dad always comes to mind when I get thinking about this kind of stuff. Dad always had a great one-liner. For hate, hate, it's too valuable of an emotion to waste on somebody you don't really like. Now, if our Board of Supervisors would take the time to resolve the issues to work on the real issues, disputes or contentious matters that can really be resolved, then let's see them put a little more elbow grease into the subjects much more important. Now, the people standing on any corner with any banner for either opinion have the right to like it or not. In this case, hate the action, not the person. To conclude, I have friends and family that are doing things I just hate. I don't hate them. In my heart, I love them, and I'll be tolerant and wait for a change of their heart for them as well. You know, I would hate to be hated. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.